and live my life in a way that doesn't ache. These are my goals. Some days, I think I come close. I make recovery my bitch. I'm kind to myself. I take on as much as I know I can handle, and I say no to the things that I know I'm not ready for. I take my medication on time. I eat enough food in a day to give me the energy I need, and if I want to eat more than that, I do. I drink all the water that my strange human body needs. I don't ask what it uses it for. That's not my business. But on other days, I don't quite make it. On these days, I can't make myself get up out of bed. I lie flat on my back and I stare up at the ceiling. On these days, my brain chemistry doesn't allow for any happiness or peace or calm, and getting up for a cup of tea or a glass of water is pretty much the upper limit of what I can handle. These days no longer represent failures to me. They simply are, and accepting this has been as important to my recovery and my peace of mind as anything else I've put my heart and time into. I know now that some days I do less because my depression is looming, huge and unconquerable. But I also know that some days I do less and make mistakes simply because I'm a person on earth, and that's a guaranteed part of this deal. My instinct is still to beat myself up, but this doesn't last as long as it used to. After I'm done giving myself hell, I get up. I dust myself off and recognize that this, too, is a lesson. It's all a lesson. As a child and as a teenager, I really thought my happiest life would be a life of restriction and discipline, a life of watching what I ate and exercising on command. Now that I'm apparently an adult, I know better. My happiest life involves no serious restriction. I eat the foods that I think are delicious. I disagree with the people who speak ignorantly. And I give myself a break when things don't go to plan. My happiest life is forgiving myself for mistakes or qualities that once I would have considered sloppy and unacceptable. I know now that my happiness has nothing to do with being quiet and pliant and agreeable. My happiness is an unapologetic animal, a growing, shifting, changing thing, a thing that wants my life to glow. And this book is what I did to get from there to here, and what daily work I do to stop from sliding back. It's not a panacea or a life-changing volume of ways to never be depressed again. Sorry if that's what you were expecting, but no book or pill or person will do that. I'll talk about mental illness in this book. Occasionally, I'll specify that I'm talking about depression or anxiety, but mostly I'll just be referring to the broad and ridiculous nonsense of it all. This is, of course, because I'm very lazy. Just kidding. I mean, I am, but that's not the reason for my not being more specific. I'm not more specific because in this context, it doesn't really matter. There are so many things under the heading of mentally ill that apply to a lot of us, regardless of our current diagnosis or presenting symptoms. And I don't want to make the waters all soupy by throwing labels into the mix. I also reference a lot of CBT and DBT type exercises in this book. CBT stands for cognitive behavioral therapy. DBT stands for dialectical behavioral therapy. They are cousins. CBT is a talking therapy designed to shine a light on the things you believe and the way you behave, and how all of this can affect your mood and how you cope out in the world. DBT can be very similar, but has a more specific focus on helping the practitioner accept themselves and their behaviours at the same time as treating dysfunction or illness. Sometimes I jazz the exercises up a bit, put a few tassels on them and make them do sexy little dances. But ultimately, they're just the same exercises that any pro-DBT or CBT mental health professional would recommend. I include them because they've helped me. So here I am, giving them to you. This doesn't mean you have to try them all or even believe in them as tools that can help you. You are you. You know you. You live with you every single day. They, like anything I write here, are just suggestions.